More information at GrupoValgan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Drive Time Show. Holy smokes. Dios mío, it's the Drive Time Show on Vaughn Radio, and we're back with the final half hour. The final half hour for our Monday afternoon edition of the Drive Time Show. And I think we should start off. Now, we don't always do business, but we do it sometimes, right? De vez en cuando. And why don't we get into that with a little bit of, how about a business letter?
Let's get down to business.
So it is. Let's get down to business. All right, here we go. I'm going to translate a business letter from Spanish into English. I know at home you're saying, oh, qué bien. Me encanta. Right? I know. So here we go. I'm going to first read this in Spanish, little by little, and then we'll get into the translation into English. Okay. Estimada señorita Taylor. Dear Miss Taylor. Now, first of all, Miss, I don't really like the translation, señorita. Miss can be any female that you do not know. If you do not know their marital status, you can call Miss. If she's married and you call her Miss, it's okay. If she's not married and you call her Mrs., it might not be okay. So I recommend going with Miss. All right? Miss. Okay. Estimada señorita Taylor, dear Miss Taylor, le escribo en referencia a su carta del pasado 10 de junio, en la cual solicita una línea de crédito de 3 meses. Le escribo en referencia a su carta del pasado 10 de junio. I'm writing to you in reference to your letter of last June 10th. Your letter of last June 10th. En la cual solicita una línea de crédito de 3 meses. In which you request a 3-month credit line to the amount of $20,000, excuse me, con un importe de 20,000 euros. To the amount of 20,000 euros. Con el fin de financiar la compra de una furgoneta para su negocio. In order to finance the purchase of a van for your business. Una furgoneta para su negocio. In order to finance the purchase of a van for your business. Okay, una furgoneta de van. In order to. Las líneas de crédito a corto plazo suelen concederse para ayudar a las empresas a superar problemas temporales de tesorería. Eso sí. Las líneas de crédito de corto plazo o a corto plazo. Now, this is... Here we have an adjective, a compound adjective used to describe the type of credit line or line of credit. So we can say short-term credit lines. Las líneas de crédito a corto plazo. Short-term credit lines suelen concederse are usually granted to help companies, para ayudar a las empresas a superar problemas temporales de tesorería. Tesorería. Eso sí. Mejor, mucho mejor. Short-term cash problems, right? Temporary, to overcome short-term cash problems or temporary cash problems, not to invest... No para invertir en activos fijos. Not to invest in fixed assets. Activos fijos. Right? Short-term lines of credit are to overcome temporary cash problems, not to invest in fixed assets. Creo que en su caso sería aconsejable que nos visitara para que juntos podamos buscar la fórmula más apropiada para resolver esta cuestión. Okay. I believe that in your case, it would be advisable, sería aconsejable, it would be advisable that you visit us. ¿Para qué? ¿Para qué? So that. Para que juntos podamos buscar la fórmula más apropiada para resolver esta cuestión. So that together we can look for the most suitable way of solving this question. Mm-hmm. I believe that in your case it would be advisable that you visit us so that together we can look for the most suitable way of solving this question, or the most suitable way to solve this question, this issue. Okay, attentamente, Kyle. Sincerely yours. Yours truly, Kyle. Okay. So here we have a few interesting terms. We have una linea de crédito de tres meses, a three-month credit line. A three-month. We can't pluralize it because it's part of a compound adjective. It's an adjective. We can't pluralize adjectives in English. They stay in singular, and this is a compound adjective. Okay? A three-month credit line. We also had the structure, suelen concederse, bueno, el crédito de corto plazo suelen concederse, and this would be usually, like normally, usually. Okay, so I'm going to read this whole thing again in English. Okay, this was the version in English. Dear Miss Taylor, I'm writing to you in reference to your letter of June 10th, in which you request a three-month credit line in the amount of 20,000 euros in order to finance the purchase of a van for your business. Short-term credit lines are usually granted to help companies overcome temporary cash problems, not to invest in fixed assets. I believe that in your case, it would be advisable that you visit us so that together we can look for the most suitable way of solving this question. Or the most suitable way to solve this question. There you go. And there you have it, folks. That was our business letter. Just like that. A little bit of business for you, translating those. And I think that's a good exercise. Don't you think, Tino? He says, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kubla wrote the whole letter. Toda la carta, right here. And, yeah. He did a very good job. We have a couple questions coming in. Let's see. Kubla says, do you pronounce livery? Livery? I don't know what that means. Livery. Livery? Livery? I'm not sure what that word means. I'm not sure what word you're talking about. Livery? So I'm not sure. Harold says, by the way, can you explain the difference between purchase to buy and shop? Well, shop is what you're doing when you go, vas a las tiendas, you're walking around. It's the experience of haciendo la compra. But then to purchase, buy is very much like purchase. Purchase is basically a more formal way of saying to buy something, comprar algo. Buy is much more casual. Purchase is more formal. But the activity, what you're doing is you're shopping. You're buying things. I went shopping, but I didn't buy anything. You can't say I shopped two things. You say I bought two things. So, compré dos cosas. I bought two things. You can't say I shopped them. A purchase is much more formal. Olivia says, is it correct to say what an envy? No. No, it's not. No. What an envy? No. No, it isn't. No. Okay. Let's see. Any other questions? What a setup in front of you, says Yolanda. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Lots going on in front of me. But hey, it's time to move on, everybody. Let's have a look at a piece of On material with today's On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
On the Same Page. All right. All right, everybody, let's talk about the word large. Grande. Yeah, large. It's not the same as largo, which is long.
Ah, me.
Exactly. Now, people are saying, Kyle, what page are you on? Well, I'm on page number 76 of this book. It's called False Friends That You Should Know. Large is grande. Largo is long. A very long song. A very long rope. I think Calle Alcalá is the longest street in Madrid, right, Tino? Very long. It's longer than La Castellana. It's longer than Calle Arenal. It's longer than Calle Mayor. It's the longest street in Madrid. Madrid is the largest city in Spain. So large is, in many cases, synonymous to the word big, to describe things that can be seen and touched. Okay, it's very common. This studio is much larger than other studios we've had in the past. Okay? Largo would be long. Largo, a long rope, or long in terms of a duration. Okay, algunas tiendas se especializan en tallas grandes. Algunas, sí. Some shops specialize in large sizes. El muro mide 100 metros de largo. The wall is 100 meters long. Okay? I'm noticing a bunch of questions flowing in here on Twitter, so I need to get into this. Kubla, a livery stable. Yeah, I would say livestock. I never say livery. Maybe that's a British term. I don't know, but I've never used that term in that way. So I would say livestock, talking about live animals. So that's what I would say. Olivier, was it correct to say what an envy? No, I got to that already. No, it's not. You could say, then she says, well, how do you say que envidia? Yeah, we don't say what an envy. No. You could just say, I envy that. I envy him because he speaks seven languages. I envy him. But we don't say what an envy. We just don't say that. What envy? Grammatically, you could say it, but I've never heard a native English speaker say that. So I wouldn't encourage you to say it either. I would just say, well, I envy it. So using it as a verb to envy. I envy him. I envy her because she can do that. So sometimes it's just not one that lends itself well to a direct translation. You can maybe force it in and say, oh, the dictionary said it's okay. But in the real world, we don't say that. Okay. Yolanda says that's typically Spanish. Yeah, it is. That idea of envidia is used much more common in Spanish, in the Spanish vernacular than in English. So I'd encourage you to stay away from that envidia, envy. It technically translates that, but you also have to think of how often things are used. It's just not a term that we use in English. You say jealous. Oh, I'm jealous. That's what I would say. I wouldn't say envy. That's what I would say. In fact, I'm correcting myself. I'd say I'm jealous. He speaks seven languages. I'm jealous. I envy him because blah, blah, blah. But I am jealous. And as an adjective, he's jealous of her to be jealous of something. That's what I would say. Okay. But I wouldn't say what envy. Never. Harold. Harold is here with a question. We also had another one here that I don't know if I can scroll up without blowing this thing up. Kyle Guzman. Great name. Kyle says, hi, Kyle. Yeah. Well, hi, Kyle. We can say, I used to go to the cinema, but can we say, I used to go to work every day? No, used with a D, right? Use if it's the past form, I used to go to work every day. Yeah. It's just considered a USED. If you're talking about the past form, I used to play baseball. Antes jugaba al baseball. I used to play baseball. I used to go to the cinema. I used to go to work every day. This is a past form. It is not the same as being accustomed to. If you're talking about accustomed to, it's a completely unrelated structure, which is to be used to something. I am used to. I am used to spicy food. I can eat spicy food because I'm used to it. I'm used to eating it. Que no tiene nada que ver con esa estructura en el pasado. Eso es otra cosa. These are two completely separate, unrelated structures. So Kubla says, I usually, yeah, that's like normalmente, suelo. Right? Suelo ir al trabajo andando. I usually walk to work. It's like normalmente as a frequency adverb. People make a big mistake that people make, and even teachers, they tell students that you can use soler or solía as used to in the past, which is not quite this. It's not, bueno, solía is a past form, but it's like the past of usually. So it's not the same as used to in the past form. People get confused that's why I would translate, even though no es normal, no suena bien, entre comillas, en castellano. But I would translate as antes vivía instead of solía vivir. I would say antes vivía, no? I used to live. And people say, ah, eso no se dice tanto en español. But it's a more accurate translation, in my opinion. Okay? If you want to use, I am used to is estoy acostumbrado a. And before you can be used to something, you have to get used to it. Acostumbrarse a algo. So that is the temporary transition of becoming accustomed to something. It's a common use of the verb to get, to become. Before you're wet, estoy mojado aquí, porque está lloviendo. But now I'm getting wet. To get wet. Before you can be wet, you have to get wet. Before you are dry, you get dry. Before you are good at something, you have to get good at it. He's getting good at playing the guitar. He's good at playing the guitar now because he got good at it over the years. So this used to, use different forms of used to, usually this stuff can be a challenge, I'll admit. Es un reto para muchos. Es algo un poco difícil a veces. It's a little bit tricky. Kyle Guzman says, oh no, sorry, that's the same question. Let me see, am I up to date here? Am I up to date? Yeah, I guess I am. Okay. Hopefully I answered all your questions. Well, yeah, we were going to do our buy request section right now. We have even more questions. Aún más preguntas. No me lo puedo creer. Let's get into it with buy request.
Buy request. Inglés a la carta.
Buy request. Inglés. A la carta. Now, I already answered a whole bunch of questions here on Twitch. It's been a nice little interactive vibe the last 10 minutes or so, but we got another question. This was Maria Rosario, who says, hi, Kyle, I hope you're fine. Also, she sent me an audio. I have to get the audios going tomorrow. There's a bit of tech work behind that, and we have to do that tomorrow. But we'll get to some audios from Maria Rosario, and also I want to also thank Jaime for sending a bunch of audios that I lost a couple of them. But I've recovered them. So we'll get to those. We'll get to them, folks. Don't worry. But Maria Rosario says, hi, Kyle. What's the difference between provide and offer? Well, provide is like suministrar. Offer is ofrecer. Maybe you offer, but someone's, hey, do you want some, ¿quieres Coca-Cola? No. So I offered the Coca-Cola, but I didn't provide it because they didn't want it. Right? You provide something, it implies that it was also received. Right? And you provide internet provider provides services. A provider provides services to clients. A supplier supplies products to customers. Yeah. Olivia. Oh, this was a question came in through Facebook. She asked about the NVIDIA, which, yeah, you make me jealous, I would say. Jealous instead of what? Envy. Yeah, better. And then she says, and this is Paul or it's Paul. Are both of these okay? So it depends. So if you're presenting, hey, ¿conoces? Do you know Paul? Oh, this is Paul. Paul, this is Mary. Mary, this is Paul. I am presenting two friends to each other. Paul, this is Mary. Mary, this is Paul. Okay? But if someone knocks at the door, who is it? It's Paul. Soy Paul. Right? He's at the door. In that case, it's Paul. So when I go to the door, they say, who is it? I say, it's Kyle. I don't say, I'm Kyle. No, we say, who is it? We don't say, who are you? Who are you? No. ¿Quién eres? No. ¿Quién es? Who is it? It's Kyle. I say, oh, it's Kyle. He's that Canadian guy at the door wearing a Hawaiian shirt because it's what he does lately, últimamente. Folks, believe it or not, that's all the time we have today. Almost. We just have enough time for Jeffer says, this is Fitz. I don't think so. Are you Fitz? Because I'm not Fitz. I know Fitz, but he's not me. All right, guys. We've got to give the answer to the Twitter translation. Que yo sepa, no ha habido llamadas. Que yo sepa. Now, we had a bunch of people writing in. I gotta check your responses really quick because people are writing in all over the place. I've been flooded with responses. And, we have here, as far as I know, oh my gosh, a lot of people writing in. Jesus, Ignacio, as far as I know, Patri, Oscar, Connie, I'll admit I'm a little bit running out of time here, but the correct answer, as far as I know, there haven't been any calls. Avoid the double negative. Yeah, okay, there have been no calls. I meant to put it here, but there haven't been any calls, as far as I know. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Big thanks to Tino for a great job on the show. As always, thanks for joining on Twitch. We'll be back tomorrow.